1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Severe storms delaying and canceling thousands of flights, images of people stranded and sleeping in airports, and the worst is yet to come.
Because flights are more full now than ever before, it's even harder to rebook. The TSA is expecting record travel volumes this week. The busiest day for air travel is likely Friday, and they expect to screen nearly 2.9 million. Travelers.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. Smoke from Canadian wildfires moving back over the U.S. At one point, Chicago and Wisconsin had the worst air quality in the world.
So some of the poorest air quality in the world over the Midwest right now. It really expands toward D.C. first, and then some of it across western and central New York State into the New York City area late week, but not to the levels we saw early in the season. More moderate air quality bordering on unhealthy for sensitive groups.
ABC News meteorologist Lee Goldberg. Texas is dealing with extreme heat for yet another week. Cooling centers were opened and the state's power grid is seeing record demand. This is ABC News. Officials in California confirmed that human remains found in a remote area have been identified as a prominent actor.
Julian Sands was in a long list of movies and TV shows, including Dexter, Warlock, and A Room with a View. He disappeared in January when he went for a hike on Mount Baldy, a mountainous area that became socked in with snow and freezing conditions. Multiple searches turned up no signs of Sands. They were hampered by avalanche dangers. But over the weekend, hikers found human remains. Those have now been identified as Sands. An autopsy will be done to try to determine how he died. Julian Sands was 65 years old. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An emotional moment as a chimpanzee named Vanilla looked into the sky in amazement, seeing the sun. The 28-year-old spent most of her life in small, confined spaces at a now-closed research lab and a sanctuary that had no grass and small cages. She's now at a private facility in Florida with grass and lots of room to roam. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm live.